Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State-licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. And just like that, the intro is over and Wednesday evening has begun. It's 5 o'clock. We can see you driving by in front. And so give us a little wave if you want. I'm Tony and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Richard Howe and Bill Woodford.
And woohoo, the party has begun.
What's happening, guys?
It is Wednesday.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to dive right into it because we've got a pretty action-packed show today. Just as the intro, let's loose there. And I usually can find all my words, but right now I'm searching for a couple of them.
It's been a tough week for everybody.
It has.
What time do those rented lips have to be back?
Well, you just got me all messed up there. I'm turning red.
That's it. You know, it's because I'm so
but
pretty.
But it is 7 o'clock in the morning. I got to get these things back. So we're going to dive into, I think... We're going to skip the 90 minutes of news just for a few minutes, and we're going to dive right in.
90 minutes. 90 whole minutes.
Oh, you guys jumped right
what
on.
What are you talking, Brokaw, over there?
Say 90 What's going minutes. Holy mackerel. Okay, so really what we wanted to do is get into the Shasta County real estate market update. Rich, you ready for this?
No, I didn't prepare, but go ahead.
Always like to put
off
you on the spot.
Of my head.
All right, I'll tell you what. You know, let's just change gears then real quick and buzz back to the ethical standard.
There you go.
So what we've been doing in the past is, you know, we do one of the ethical standards from our code of ethics that we all have to adhere to as being real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually read it, and then Rich helps me do a good job of explaining it. So here we go. The Ethical Standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Today, the standard of practice is at 1-13, and it goes as follows. When entering into a buyer or tenant agreement, or I should say buyer/tenant agreement, realtors must advise potential clients of, number one, the realtor's company policies regarding cooperation, number two, the amount of compensation to be paid by the client, number three, the potential for additional or offsetting compensation from other brokers, from the seller or the landlord, or from other parties, number four, any potential for the buyer/tenant representative to act as a disclosed dual agent, listing broker, subagent, landlord's agent, etc., and, last but not least, number five, the possibility that sellers or sellers' representatives may not treat the existence, terms, or conditions of offers as confidential unless confidentiality is required by law, regulation, or by any confidentiality agreement between the parties. You want to take a
well,
explaining a little bit of that?
So the first part basically is that we need to disclose to our clients. You know, we need to tell them that we are, you know, cooperate with other agencies, mm-hmm. whether it be on the MLS or agents type. We need to make sure it's clear where our compensation comes from. You know, mm-hmm. how we get paid type thing. Because one of the things a lot of time people think, you know, we represent buyers and we quote unquote typically don't collect a fee from the buyer unless you have a buyer's broker's compensation agreement. So out here in California, we don't use those very often. Right now, it will probably be changing soon with the National Association of Realtors lawsuit that happened,
right,
which we'll dive into again, like say another show because it's going to be a long one.
Yeah, that's a whole show in itself.
Yeah. So, but basically, it's just telling them, you know, our cooperation, where we get our compensation from, So a lot of these are pretty basic the way you read them.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we get compensated from the one broker to another or the seller or other parties. So somebody, a third party could be even in there that's compensating one person or another. Yeah.
I got you.
And, of course, dual agency, you have to disclose that, and everybody has to agree. So if you're representing both sides, buyer and seller, you need to disclose that up front, and they need to agree to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I think you explained all that really good. The only question I had there is the number three, the potential for additional or offsetting compensation from other brokers, from the seller or the landlord, or from other parties. What would be a good example of that?
Well, I mean, one of them is that if you're representing a buyer and you have a buyer's broker agreement, a commission agreement, then the MLS, we have a broker-to-broker compensation agreement in there. So that kind of offsets one. So that one from the MLS could offset what your agreement is with your buyer.
Okay, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a little tricky, the contracts. I mean, that's why we do all the classes and the studying that we do.
And we disclose.
Yep, absolutely.
Did everybody out there get that? There will be a test.
Oh, yeah, there will be. All right. The quiz will be next week. All right, so that was the Ethical Standard brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church. We blasted right past that one. Let's just go ahead and continue on with our knocking these things out in the interest of making sure we've got a lot of time for a guest that we've got on the show today that we've been talking about and talking about on Facebook a little bit. We've got Erin Ross here, and she is with K2 Development, and everybody's seen all the buildings going up downtown and all the different it's kind of created a different environment for us. And so I think people are talking about K2 Development more now than they were when these projects were just getting started. Maybe everybody was kind of seeing them, saying, gosh, what's going
to
happen?
We're starting to see the results.
We are. We're starting to feel the results and be a part of it.
Which is a good thing. And so, yeah.
It's a great time.
She's on the hot seat, taking the full responsibility of everything.
Well, we're looking forward to talking with her. We're going to talk with her right at the beginning of the second break. And so right now, I think it's time for 90 seconds of news.
I kind of like the idea of the 90 minutes.
900 hours of news.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
Well, sure. Let me go ahead and pull up a couch.
Thank you. I could use a nap.
All right. 90 Seconds of News is brought to you by BNT Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug Tooley a call at 530-241-DISH. 90 Seconds of News starts now. Vitality Bowls Cafe in Reading has business hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but Vicenta Rivera tried his luck around 1 a.m. early Sunday morning when he crashed right through the front of the building with his car. Rivera was unable to get any food, but he did pick up a DUI and a place to sleep for the night. Story number two. Former owner of Affordable Tax, Bankruptcy, and Bookkeeping in Anderson is headed to prison. Between 2013 and 2015, Deborah Gwynn Oray submitted tax returns with false information to the IRS and apparently kept half of the money from these returns for herself. She's ordered to pay back about $112,000 in restitution and ordered to serve 18 months in state prison. Story number three. Are you looking to eat out on Christmas Day? It would be nice not to have to slave away in the kitchen on this beautiful holiday and then have to clean it all up. The following restaurants are open on December 25th and are ready to serve you and your guests Christmas dinner. Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Diner, Lumberjacks, Seasons Restaurant, and Mosaic Restaurant. Reservations are strongly encouraged. Story number four. Reading got one of its first substantial rainstorms of the year in the last few days. With the average sentiment from the average citizen being, we need it, the three-day totals come in at about 3 inches. Story number five. The owner of the Mount Shasta Ski Park plans to erect a 20-foot tall statue of the Virgin Mary at the top of the Douglas Ski Lift. Robin Merlo is doing this to honor her deceased husband, who was a former Reading physician. And as you can see, I didn't quite make that 90 seconds. Was that maybe because my producer started it late?
No. I started it right on time.
You didn't pick it up.
Probably my fault, then.
I started early last week, though, so
okay.
I'll take that.
Blame it on the rented lips.
I'm trying. Well, anyways, there we go. You can't make them all, you know. So that was 90 Seconds of News sponsored to you by BNT Satellite. And I'd like to thank BNT Satellite for renewing their sponsorship with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we're going to blast out to a break and we'll come right back.
All right.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Okay, welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is Living in the North State. And this segment here is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Give Katie Meyer a call for all your insurance needs at 241-2100. She's the most knowledgeable and friendly agent in the business, and we love working with her all the time. So, and in fact, Katie is part of the Christmas Carol play that's happening over at the Axiom.
Mm-hmm.
And been going on for like over a week now, and it's going to go on right on up to, the Saturday night. So
I've heard great things about that play, too, that they've done a very good job. And most of the stuff that Axiom has done is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet. I've been down there for a couple of their things, and it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Good place for sure. Wendy and I are going
to
go
see
on
a concert. Good place to mm-hmm. go check out a play. Yeah.
Well, Wendy and I'll be there tomorrow night checking out that play, so.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I saw Young Frankenstein musical there, and it was hilarious.
Wow, yeah, cool. Absolutely. All I can think of is the Gene Wilder. Right. Isn't that, that's what that is,
yes.
Right?
Young right, but then thing? Mel Brooks rewrote a musical afterwards, okay. And of course it was a Tony Award-winning thing back, and so now it's going around all the smaller places, and smaller theaters are doing it, and it's a well-done play, for sure.
You know, I was named after those awards.
You were?
Yeah. I'm trying, okay? Theater. I'm trying over here. All right, so we're going to get to our guest. Aaron Ross is here from K2 Development.
And, yay!
And I don't know. I don't think that we really that an introduction is really necessary. But you know, I think that I think I'm just like a lot of you out there that I've seen these buildings go up in the downtown area, and we've been a part of some of the functions and stuff that were around there. So I think the first time I was kind of hanging around there quite a bit was during the Reading Roots Festival. And so, you know, we got to hang around down there and kind of mm-hmm. experience that whole area. And, you know, as we drive in the downtown area, you know, we can feel a different vibe these days. And, you know, you can't help but to raise your eyebrows as you're going by and say, wow, something new is happening here.
Right.
So that's the reason for you coming on the show today, Aaron, is so you can help to kind of, you know, fill in the blanks on that picture and stuff. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's so fun to be here. I'm so happy to be here with my friend Bill. It's been a while.
That's aww. Right. You guys have a little
been
bit
a while.
Of history.
Sweet talker, Betty Crocker.
We go way back and to my first days at the Chamber about 5 years ago. People don't know, Bill is a Chamber staple. He's a pillar in the Chamber. He runs our greeters meeting every single week. And as you might imagine, he has a few little jokes along the way while he's there.
He comes equipped.
It's always a good time.
Oh, that's cool. Yep.
We try to be funny in the morning. And looks aren't everything.
That's when you need to be funny is in the morning, right?
No, that's true. But the greeters meeting has grown from 30 to like 150, so that's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Great group. Really great group. And Bill's just, he's really helped keep it going, so. Mm.
Now, you used to play a big part in that, too, right, Aaron?
I was. I was at the Chamber for 5 years, and I think I moved through three different roles while I was there, kind of started out with membership and events, and moved into more the marketing and communication side, and it was just a wonderful 5 years, so I was so happy to have had that experience and met so many great people in the community like Bill. And now, as many of us know, Jake Mangus, the president and CEO, is moving on from the Chamber as well. So it'll be a new era for the Reading Chamber. It's,
wow.
it's going to be great. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds great. I didn't know about Jake moving on.
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet. People are, you know, people love Jake, but
sure.
he's still going to be around, so that'll be good.
Yeah, he's moving over to Mercy North.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll still be around.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Chamber now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bet. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're listen, holler people, or good people.
good people leave a vacuum. You can't necessarily go from good to bad. You have to go from good to better. So
that's it.
I'm staying positive.
All right. You've always been positive, though.
Are you going to be moving up and around anywhere in that organization?
No. I'm just the guy that goes down and handles a microphone on Thursday morning.
Faithful volunteer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They you know, they've tried to give me more responsibilities, and I keep bumping my head. So yeah,
you're right where you belong.
Right.
Don't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. No. They can't give me any more responsibility. I've got too many going on already.
Right. Okay, well, the how about a timeline on the K2 Development Group? Where did they start, and how long have they been going? I know that they're predominantly a North State community
mm-hmm.
company.
Yes. Developer.
Yep. Yeah. Developer. Yeah. Very, very local. It all began with who we affectionately call Daddy Knot, Randy. So Randy is the father of Alan and Daniel, the two brothers that currently run the company. And he started with manufactured homes, I'm not exactly sure the year, but that's how he kind of got his start. And moved through mainly as a single-family housing developer. And then, as you said, around 2008, K2 Development was formed. Randy is still involved in the company in a pretty limited way, but it's mainly Alan and Daniel running the show these days. So they kind of moved from single family to multifamily to the affordable housing sector and now into mixed use and some exciting commercial projects as well. So I like to think that I got to come on just when the fun stuff started.
Yeah.
So we get to do some of these fun downtown commercial mixed use buildings, and it just leaves a lot of opportunity for commerce and exciting new businesses, sure. And really brings a different aspect to the community. Although multifamily housing and affordable housing, as we know, is very, very much needed. We need that type of inventory in our community to kind of round things out. So
absolutely. We can use all we can get.
That's right, yeah.
It just can't help but make it easier for people to get to and in the long run, more affordable.
That's right. That's right. And hopefully that's a jumping off point for people. You know, the hope is that that's where kind of people start maybe get into housing for the first time. You know, many people are, you know, you have your seniors, but what I see the most in particularly these multifamily projects downtown are young families, you know, single moms with kids and people that otherwise would have a really hard time finding housing. So so it's much needed, and it's been a journey, I know, for the company, you know, before my time, just getting Market Center, which is the first large mixed-use building that K2 built downtown.
And when you say mixed use, is that what would be the mixed?
That would be commercial space on the ground level with multifamily on the upper levels.
Okay.
So that's what we refer to as mixed use. And that is an important component to any thriving downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So even in some of the bigger cities and cities that are of similar size to Reading, you usually have that mixed-use component downtown. You have to have people living downtown in order to have a vibrant downtown and an active downtown. So, you know, you can fill it up with all of the office space and, you know, the commercial space, but if the lights are out at 5 p.m., you know, you're not going to have a vibrant downtown. So that was an important piece to that. And so many obstacles, you know, if you think back to 2018, 2019, when that particular project started, then COVID happened. And that was quite the challenge in more ways than one. You know, even, you know, after all of the kind of underground infrastructure is in place and you start to go vertical, then a global pandemic hits. And I remember walking by the project because the chamber office is right there on the corner, just in the next building over, looking at Jake going, oh man, you know, it's a little nerve wracking to see all this new development happening. And, you know, where we had such great momentum, it kind of felt like things were sort of grinding to a screeching halt, mm-hmm. you know. So that was scary, but they made it through. They stuck it out, built the building, and then built the building on the other side, on the California Street side, in the midst of skyrocketing lumber prices and materials. And, you know, you just have the budget getting completely blown out.
I can
imagine. Yeah, so it's not been easy. It's been challenging, but K2 is a company that really just rises to the occasion, you know, from what I've seen in my short time there, only 6 months now, roughly, is that they don't shy away from a challenge. And it's just like, nope, we're going to get it done no matter what it takes. And, mm-hmm. and they have. So,
well, what was your first project here in Reading?
I think, are we going all the way back to Ridgestone Villas? Or?
I think so, yeah.
One of the first, yeah. I think the best place, if anyone is curious about work that K2 has done in the community, is to go to the website. I believe it's k2dci.com. And you can take a look at some of the different projects there. You know, there's quite a few of them. We're not talking about a huge amount of time, but definitely have kept up the momentum over the years. So that was a long before my time, but a subdivision project, I believe.
Well, you know, the website does do a really good job of, you know, I did a little bit of exploring here before the show and taking a look at it, and it does a great job of talking about all their different projects, and it lets you know that they're in more places than you would normally have thought of, mm-hmm. you know. The only place that I really knew about them or about K2 being is mm-hmm. gosh, to tell you the truth, just the downtown area, because that's the one we see all the time. And then I was raised out in Shasta Lake, so I heard that they were going to be doing something out there across the street from Century Market, Farmers Market. So
that's right.
I was really excited about that. Wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah. Well, I do want to mention that there are several other properties in the company portfolio that are more like legacy properties that are prior to Ridgestone Villas.
Okay.
The website really just kind of highlights some of the main, the more modern ones. But they've even done, you know, there's some multifamily down kind of by the river, you know, too. So there's those two. They didn't start with Ridgestone.
Gotcha.
Is my point.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about those a little bit when we come back from the break.
Good.
All right. We'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Trent Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy...
Oh boy, I love the Grinch. When I look over at you, Bill, you're the furthest thing from the Grinch that there ever was.
Aw.
Right? And I'm not trying to just sweet talk you.
He's a jolly old fella.
He sure is.
Hey, old? That's a little bit ageist.
Old.
Okay. Sorry.
Big difference.
I heard the old word.
I'm a little disappointed. I thought you might show up in your Santa suit. I'm so excited.
I know. It's so close to Christmas, too. We probably should have.
Right. Sorry, gang.
Yeah.
It's been getting a lot of use. It's at the cleaners right now.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Getting some more baby puke out of there?
No, I didn't get puked on this weekend. That's kind of nice.
Did anybody spill beer on you out at Fall River Brewing?
No, I dodged it. I'm pretty good at that. I can jump around.
Good.
Santa's pretty spry still for an old guy.
Season.
Old
season. Season. Yeah.
That looked like a fun time out there at the brewery.
It was a good time.
I've seen some of those pictures. They got out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's Wendy and I's one of our favorite places to go.
It is fun.
Absolutely.
That place has really jumped open and really become kind of a nice little go-to spot.
A real interesting business model, huh?
Right, I mean, absolutely.
Like, we'll have a great big warehouse. We'll make beer for everybody in the world, and we'll keep the doors open for our public folks to come in and, or you know.
Well, and I like how they open the place up to all the local charities and you know the events that happen
absolutely.
There. That's a great deal. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very excited for their new downtown location.
Yeah,
well,
when's
so
that
coming around? That's going to be a good time. Well, I can touch on that. I know we want to talk about Shasta Lake too, but they will be a part of the Redding Public Market that's opening downtown at Market Center. So that's going to be a centerpiece for our downtown.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, you're diving right into one of our big questions.
I'm diving right in.
So I'm going to go ahead and start it right off. And I can see on the website that has already, you know, been established. So when does it all start ramping up where we'll start seeing it and being able to be a part of it and all that?
Well, we are fully leased up for the tenant spaces in the market.
Woo-hoo!
We have, I believe, 11 tenants in the market. Fall River is one of them.
All
so
right.
We would consider Fall River kind of an anchor tenant in the public market. Their space is going to be really nice because it's going to be right along the sidewalk and right adjacent to the patio, to that northern alcove there. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, picture a roll-up kind of garage door, cool place to hang out. The patio is going to be completely hard-lidded and covered, fire pits, lots of fun outdoor seating. So we're very, very excited to have them. We are just about ready to submit for our first round of plan check with the City of Reading. So that's going to happen in January, and hopefully we can get those plans approved and our construction drawings approved within a few months or so, knock on wood. And then we'll start building. And so our target opening date is late summer. I'm going with late summer 2024.
Wow, that's okay. That's coming up. That's right around the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And they had
Liberty.
Me at beer.
Yep.
So
what part of the construction hasn't happened yet? I mean, are we talking buildings that don't exist yet, or is it just store fixtures? Or
so we're talking the commercial space, the empty commercial space on the ground floor of Market Center. So
okay.
We have Apricot Lane right there on the
uh-huh.
corner.
Okay.
New Clairvaux Vineyard just opened their new tasting room, just mm-hmm. kind of one door down. The rest of that side of the building is about 13,000 square feet.
Okay.
So right now it's cold shell, nothing in there but concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start building out those individual spaces as well as some common area, bathrooms, you know, things like that.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a blast.
Gonna be jumping.
It's going to be a blast. My goal is to hold the largest grand opening in Reading history.
I love it.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice. I'm sure we'll all be there.
I've just said that publicly. So better deliver. I'm really setting myself up here.
Well, I think you'll have a great turnout, and you know,
it's gonna happen. It's gonna be
awesome.
I don't
see anything in the world wrong with that. I think it's gonna be amazing. So.
Well, and people are coming back to downtown. I like that. You know, the events that are happening around there. The, you know, the music festivals and you know the tree lighting was a perfect example. I mean, I don't know if you saw the overhead shot of the tree lighting, but there were just thousands of people there, and it was just incredible.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Bill, do you remember the steam whistle event that we held? And, and you and Tess were there helping us out with that. And
right, yeah.
So, you know, we can expect to see more of that. And you mentioned Reading Roots Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So all of that is still to come and even more.
Right. Oh, the Ion Car Show that's down there, that mm-hmm. thing's been getting bigger and bigger, you know, as part of Cool April Nights. It's the kickoff of Cool April Nights now,
mm-hmm.
so... You know, I kind of had a little bit to do with that in the beginning, and I'm mm-hmm. kind of proud of what happened there.
Yeah, well, they outgrew my parking lot on Hilltop when I was on the midsize of Hilltop up by Casada. What is it? The restaurant there?
Right.
Casadas or one of those? But anyway,
Cicada, right.
Cicada, yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, right. I remember
that.
That
was part of that when it was there. We took over the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
without authorization from the owner, by the way. But we cleared that up real quick.
Spencer, he'll be all right.
Yeah. Well,
it's great news. What about Shasta Lake Central Valley,
as we
used to call it?
Yeah.
Shasta Lake, yeah. So what's going on up there?
Yeah, so that is, it's you can think of it as a project similar to the downtown Reading projects, but kind of, you know, right-sized for Shasta Lake City. So I believe 49 housing units atop about 8,000 square feet of commercial space. And if anyone is curious to look at some of the renderings of what that project is going to kind of shape up to look like, I love the look of it. It has a really kind of natural, like, you know, almost like Tahoe-like sort of feel to the architecture. You can go mm-hmm. on the Shasta Lake City website, and they've got some renderings up. If you just kind of poke around, you can find the project. But it's actually going to have components on both sides of Shasta Dam Boulevard. The main kind of section will be, as you mentioned, over there by the supermarket.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some spaces on the other side too. So,
So
that'll be, a revitalization for Shasta Lake. And, that's a partnership. The Redding Rancheria is playing a little bit of a role there.
Awesome.
There will be the housing will be affordable, income qualified, housing, which is much needed in the area. So.
Yeah, it means that the beautiful new building there is not out of the reach for people.
With some kind of biking amenities and, some trail amenities and things like that. So we try to kind of think through how to best serve the community as well. So, yeah, really excited. Should actually be breaking ground really soon on that one. And I think it's a 2-year.
Okay.
How many buildings are they planning out there at this point as that part of that project?
The one is the one that I'm the most familiar with. I'm not exactly sure, Bill, on the other kind of more I guess we'd call them like auxiliary construction. I'm not sure. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do some checking in the
meantime. Now, is the rancheria also putting in a motel closer to the freeway?
No, they plan to do some medical service up in that area, that'll be kind of tied in.
Gotcha.
Well, it's been way too long. I mean,
right?
Shasta Lake and Central Valley homophiles. So it's
right.
It's been slow
for them. I mean, you see, every couple of years they'll try to do something in Shasta City, Central Valley. And it just is just almost you almost had it.
Right.
And then a little bit more.
Right.
So this is going to be huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's neat to see a vision.
It'll be the nexus for the next to start building out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been way too long. They've been talking about a project out there for a shopping center and things like that for a long time. And then, of course, original Costco was going to go out the rough Oasis Road.
Right.
But, owning property out there, I've been waiting. When I first moved to town here, it was 1981. I bought property in 1983 out in Shasta Lake thinking, okay, it's closest to the lake. It's got to be the place that this town's going to grow to the north. And, of course, it didn't. Never did. So, meanwhile, I've been sitting there on that piece of property.
Hang on to it, Bill. Hang on to it.
Yeah.
It's just real tough to get these projects to pencil out, so you almost have to have that housing component to help kind of subsidy the rest of it. So it's an interesting mix of funds and strategies but hey, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be K2.
KT's
going to come and get it done.
It's great to see their vision. I mean, it's really apparent. For example, with the Kennett Court apartments out there on Lake Boulevard, I mean, bam.
Blasted
those things right up, and they look amazing. And they're right there. When you drive by,
can't miss them.
Wow, and they're beautiful.
Right. Yeah, Alturas Crossing right there on Alturas Crossing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're looking fantastic.
Sure, you bet. They're prestigious.
In the process of leasing up. And, what an awesome thing for a young family or a single mom or, just your regular working class folks to be able to move into a nice place like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, we're pretty happy with what they're doing so far. Let's see. Well, I guess, we're going through my questions. We've really, really answered quite a bit of them here already. How about that parking structure up there? 400 parking spaces. I've not even been in it yet, so.
Really?
I guess I'm old school. I just still park wherever I can park, and I've just not done it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the parking program, it's a tough transition for people to make, and it's understandable.
Like for me to make, probably.
It is, and of all the hot button issues that come up, it kind of just seems like parking is always a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of controversy surrounding the paid parking in downtown, and it kind of had to be in partnership or in collaboration with the city of Redding. It wouldn't make sense for K2 to build, a big parking structure, and then all of the surface level, city owned parking is all free, right? But, little known fact, those parking stalls in that garage, they cost about $40,000 a piece.
Wow.
So, it's easy for people to go, they should just build parking and everyone should be able to park for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, we're a business. So,
at least want to break even.
Yeah, and I mean, it'll take a while. But,
right, well, that's a tall building, you know, a lot of floors on that.
Yeah, but when the businesses downtown begin to have no parking in front of their businesses because it's being taken up by 9-to-5 mm-hmm. workers, and 80% or more of the curb parking is occupied, it's time for a parking program.
Right.
Sure.
So that's how it kind of came about.
That makes total sense. Yeah. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's buzz out to one more break, and we'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Okay, here we are, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State, and we are here with Aaron Ross with K2 Development. We're talking about all the cool stuff that K2 has had a great vision in bringing to the North State. They do things all the way from Butte County. They got a few projects in Oroville. And was there something in Chico as well? And then as we were talking on the break here, they do a whole lot more than just these big projects. They certainly have a lot of single-family homes, and they've been doing this stuff for quite a while. We were just talking about the parking garage up there and you know, how people feel about it and all of that. And I think we all kind of agree that, you know, I guess it was nice to have free parking, but we did have a parking structure that was about ready to fall down and really no budget to replace it. So we were heading towards a demise, and we didn't have much growth or action happening in the downtown area to even, you know, think about
support,
anything like
right?
that. Yeah. So
right.
Now all of a sudden, all of that has changed, and, you know, we've got it's a beautiful parking structure, and I'm going to make a commitment to go and park in it here not too long.
Thanks, Tony. We appreciate that.
And he lives downtown, so he could walk if he wanted to. But no, he's going to park anyway.
Yeah. No, it's a nice building. We've got management on site all the time. We've got security. We've got cameras. You know, we deal with some issues from time to time. But it's, you know, in the summer, it's shaded, secure, convenient. So...
And such a change from what was the parking structure that was there, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So roughly, I mean, it's a buck an hour to park.
Buck an hour.
And that's
anywhere in the structure, or is there certain floors you wouldn't be able to park on? Or because I heard there's a great view at the top of one of those.
There is a great view at the top, yeah. Yes. And I may or may not have gone to watch the sunset a time or two.
Oh, wow.
not encouraged, unless you pay your dollar.
Right.
Fine. It's a cheap show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's anywhere in the garage. There are some EV charging stations in there. And right now, parking is free. The city parking, so the metered parking, is free after 6 and on the weekends. So during those times, I would expect that people would look for that free parking. I think eventually, once we kind of reach more of a critical mass downtown, and especially during some of these events, you think of pancake breakfast or mm-hmm. the Christmas tree lighting and things like that, those spots will start filling up too. And so for the sake of convenience, it'll make sense for people to start utilizing the garage. And I think of it like, there's a cost associated with going anywhere, whether it be gas or whether it be, the price that you pay once you get there for your meal or for your items or, and so it really does, at the end of the day, when the community gets a little bit more used to this change, it really will support the businesses downtown. Mm-hmm. Because we just have that turnover to where, I worked downtown for 5 years, both before the parking program and after. And I had a very hard time finding a spot during the day anywhere I went, because it was just, the 9-to-5ers were just taking up all of those spots. And now we have the turnover. So that's the reason for it. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you can think of that dollar as kind of supporting the business that you're downtown to patronize. So
mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, it's the cost of convenience. It's convenient to it. Mm-hmm. You're not, doing 4 or 5 blocks around trying to find a parking spot. You're burning up that much gas anyway, as it is. I mean,
that's a good point.
come on, for a buck. Yeah.
Well, and look what we spent to go down and watch a baseball game in San Francisco.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Look at all the costs associated.
$20, $30.
People do say that a lot too. This isn't San Francisco, and
nope.
Well, it's like, well, we're still a dollar. Yeah.
Well, and the vitalization that's happening, there's more and more things going on down there, so people are coming back to downtown, and I love seeing that. But it's like you got to support that, and one of the ways of doing that is also in paying a little parking fee.
Mm-hmm. So.
Don't you feel like there's just so many more people downtown? When you go downtown, you just see people walking around, and people are out and about, and it's really different, drastically different.
Absolutely.
I would say over the past, even the past year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and before the projects, finished up and, the restaurants started coming back and that kind of thing. I mean, it was a little dangerous to walk around downtown because there was there was an element. And now that seems to have gone out of old downtown.
It doesn't seem to be a problem to me. I don't work directly in the downtown core anymore, but I, walked to and from the chamber office for 5 years, never once had a problem with my vehicle or anything, So you have those three misconceptions, right, about downtown. There's nothing to do, it's unsafe, and there's no place to park. And I think that all of that is changing. It has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot more to offer. There's new businesses opening all the time. Much more going on than just what we're doing. It kind of all complements each other. So
absolutely.
It's exciting.
So excited about the Market Center coming.
Oh yes.
Me too.
Keep the momentum going. It's great. I've lived here since 76. So seen a lot of change. From the downtown mall was the place at the time, with the roof over mm-hmm. the top and all the stores, and then that just went to nothing. I love seeing the improvements and getting Reading back going again.
Yeah.
Love Hilltop, that's great, not a problem there, but downtown is definitely on the move.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and it seems to me that retail is starting to make a little bit more of a resurgence, too, as everybody was talking about, a couple of years ago, how, retail and brick and mortar was dead. But it seems to me that it's coming back. I mean, I was at the mall today, and oh, my God, I had to finish up some Christmas shopping. And you wouldn't think that mall's having any problem at all. And that would be the Mount Shasta Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's you know, I don't think that retail is dead at all.
No.
Definitely.
Was Santa, the other Santa, still hanging out over there? Is he done?
No, he was there.
What, did you give him a little wave?
I gave him a little nose twinkle.
Do you have a, is there a little rivalry happening? Is there, since he likes Santa Cage Match?
Because he knows it's
I like that, Santa Cage Match.
I'd pay to see that.
Hey, there we go. So for
Bill, my money's on you, buddy. My money's on you.
Thank you. I will try my best.
You must have seen the videos.
Right? The video will be extra. It'll be a pay-per-view.
Right? But, yeah, you bet. The brick-and-mortar is alive and well, and K2 has helped to make sure that's happening.
Well, and, you know, it's such a great thing that what K2 is doing is to make living in the North State just that much more fun right now.
Right?
It's coming back.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, having, you know, great events being put on downtown. And, you know, it's I'm loving it. Yeah.
Yeah. Every healthy community has to have a healthy downtown. It's kind of the heartbeat. So
yep.
Just benefits everybody and benefits the entire community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Tyler, what's happening over there?
I mislighted you.
Yeah.
I thought it was 59 after you.
Oh, really?
You guys got plenty of time.
He's over there doing jumping jacks on the other side of that wall. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's going on back
there? I'm sorry. I was trying to say, no, that was wrong.
That's okay.
You know, I bet somebody has a question out there. We still have a couple minutes left. Somebody out there has a question.
Anybody wants to call us up?
Some of our dozens of listeners.
Right, right.
we're building them up.
We are building them up. We only used to have like 10. Now we've got dozens.
Right.
People are out doing their Christmas shopping and listening to the radio, surely.
Right. In their cars, right? They drive by, they honk at us, they wave. Yep.
Yeah. We do get a lot of feedback from the public out there, from our listeners, so our loyal listeners, mm-hmm. So all 12 of them.
Well, and I would just encourage anyone, you know, give me a call at the office with any questions too specific to K2. I'm happy to talk to anyone.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Is that the how would they get a hold of you? You got an office number?
You can call the office. Google K2 development.
All right. Yeah, you bet. We're all Google Society. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. It's 530-244-0596.
Oh, 596.
Yeah. And just ask for Erin. Don't ask for Chelsea. She'll be mad at me. Ask for Erin.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, you bet, everybody. If you've got any questions there, give Erin a call, and
I heard you had some news. Didn't you have a new building or something? Something special coming up. We got a few minutes left.
Yeah,
Tell us about it.
So this is hot off the presses. K2 Development, in partnership with GHD Engineering, was just awarded a contract by the City of Reading to build the infrastructure for a new subdivision up Quartz Hill Road. So it's 850 Quartz Hill Road. It's city-owned property, and these funds come to us through the federal government, through HUD, through Housing and Urban Development, mm-hmm. as disaster recovery funds.
Okay.
So that's part of the Carr Fire burn scar out there.
Yeah.
Kind of in the, like, Keswick area,
mm-hmm.
really hilly terrain. You know, there's a lot of trails and things out there. So the city put out an RFP. And we put together a proposal to build just the infrastructure, not the actual unit,
mm-hmm.
But to build 120 turnkey lots on 112 acres. So we were just awarded that contract by the City of Reading, and so we'll get going on that. So you can expect to see, you know, we're probably a ways out. But
So 1 acre parcels?
Roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly.
Wow.
That's a pretty good size lot for, you know, for now. Will they, of course, you're just doing the substructure, so you don't know what the actual housing is going to look like out there, huh?
So some of it will actually be some single family income qualified workforce housing, 51%.
Oh, okay.
And then the other 50 will be 49 will be market rate. Huh. So those are that'll be an awesome opportunity for some of our local workforce.
Well, thank you for that bombshell, and we appreciate that. That's pretty exciting.
You heard it
Erin,
here first.
Ross, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much
for coming
Tony.
On.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about some things in the future, so we'll keep you in
Thanks.
Mind.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, ready? We're going to wrap it up. We're happy to be with you, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Are we on the air next Wednesday?
Oh, yeah,
still?
You bet. We're not going to dodge the bullet. We'll be there.
Okay.
Christmas is
checking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll day after Christmas. Right. You know,
maybe the real Santa will make an appearance on the show.
You know, he might be a little tired after Christmas Eve. You know, that's
that's
a whole flying around the world in one night thing.
We'll get you there. Thanks for listening, Redding.
You better watch that. Better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Hey, hey.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.